In fact, I'm going to have, I'm going to show you two small presentations, this one and the next one. This one is about the modeling dried matter production from photosynthesis and respiration. I'm from Mexico. Well, you know that simulation models for plant simulations, the production of dry matter from the photosynthesis is part of a model, a simulation model. How to produce the dry matter from photosynthesis and respiration. Photosynthesis produces a pool of carbohydrates, and then they are used by the respiration process. The respiration uses the energy released from the pool to build new structures, general maintenance of the plant, metabolisms, tissue degradation, and assimilation and senescence, an amount of that energy is lost in for head or litter. Well, it could be easy to calculate the reduction the carbohydrates pulled by the respiration, transforming the remaining ones into the dry matter. In most cases, the simulated production of the dry matter doesn't match. Because some processes are not well measured. And some engineering has to be done to match the observer and the simulated data. Some coefficients should be used for do that. Well, this is the experiment. This is the evening primrose plants sown in pots in this way. And I measured the photosynthesis and the respiration using the seagrass and the Parkinson mercocamber chamber. For measuring photosynthesis, we use light, we put the light on, and for measuring respiration, we just put the light off. And we have for the respiration negative values. Well, both processes were measured through all the development phases of this plant. Well, the plant were growing in pots, and three different nitrogen fertilizations were applied. For the photosynthesis, the Torrelling quadratic equation was used, and this is the equation for the photosynthesis. This model fits for a C3 plant. We have the saturation point in max. And for the respiration, well, I had to model the respiration during the day, during the night, and using the nitrogen fertilizations. During the day, I developed this equation. Well, using the degree days, and to model the effect of nitrogen fertilizations, I used these two equations. Just affecting the RA and RB. This is the respiration during the night. During the night, for the first hours, the respiration goes down in this way, and then after a few hours, it stabilizes around this area. So I had to use this equation. respiration during the night. The first part of the question is this one, the RG, and the second part, this one is RMN. Using these two questions, the photosynthesis and the respiration, the accumulation of dry matter was simulated. Well, the general paradigm of respiration was used for create a flow diagram to simulate this the production of dry matter. Well, it uses a daily dry matter production, and this is the flow diagram that I constructed to model the accumulation of dry matter. For one side, the leaf growth simulation for the day, on the other side, the leaf respiration for the day. The net leaf assimilation is calculated at the end of the day. The net assimilation of this day is transformed into the dry matter. The accumulated dry matter is calculated up to this cycle day. And the distribution of the dry matter is done to the different parts of the plant, the roots, the leaves, the stem, flowers, capsules, seeds, for that current day. Then the cycle continues. If we reach the end of the cycle, the program ends. And I have to tell you that this is part of a program that I developed, the event model for this plant. I measured the fraction of the dry matter accumulation for all the days, for all the cycle, the roots, the leaves, the stem, flowers, capsules, and seeds. As you see, this is the seeds of these plants are very, very small, similar to tobacco, and the production of it's very low, 500 kilograms, 800 kilograms per hectare. And well, I use distribution of the dry matter, that the observed dry matter, to create a fractions of all the parts of the plant. So I develop these fractions for the development degrees, for the growing degrees, for all the cycle. And we don't have here the stem, because the stem is the rest of the plant. Roots, leaves, flowers, capsules, and seeds, and where the stem is the earth part. Well, very quickly, this is for the zero nitrogen applications. As you can see, the results are quite similar for the 80 kilograms applications of nitrogen. The results are quite similar too. And for the 160 nitrogen applications, they are quite similar too. Well, I have a problem when I was building the model, this approach. Sometimes I had a negative dry matter instead of positive. I mean, the respiration was calculated more negative dry matter. Then I had to find a solution. Then as the degree days accumulated, the program calculated, well, this is the solution. I have to to include a fraction, a growing fraction of the total dry matter, which was not considered into the program, into the respiration process. I mean, I have to move some part of the dry matter for out of the respiration process, an engineering solution. Well, this is the part, a liter dry matter that wasn't going to be considered by the respiration process. I had to add this fraction out of the metabolism. Well, I think that this part that I was moving apart is part of the things that I couldn't measure. Well, structures, leaves, etc., that may die, so there's no respiration for that part of structures. Some part of the stem that isn't having respiration too. And well, at the end of the cycle, the photosynthesis respiration decreases drastically. And also, some photosynthesis that I didn't measure, I have to consider that part. The special attention has to be with the fruits. The fruits that remain in grain for a long period of time, and they were at the top of the plant. So and they were so close to the growing seeds. I mean, this is respiration, the photosynthesis that I didn't measure. Well, because the simulations performed by the program for the total dry matter were equal, not so, to the one observed, the performance of the event model was considered to be acceptable. And I need to test the program in the other field data for doing some other adjustments, adding the effect of water, the inclusion of other of physiology process, etc. Well, this approach was useful for modeling evening primrose dry matter accumulation. Thanks. Yes.
So it looks
Ah,
like also
yes.
that
The daytime respiration
so they were the same.
Yeah.
Any other question? So one question I have is there are the models there already which you can be adapted to simulate your crop. Have you tried other models, or why do you want to build your own model from scratch?
I did it from scratch.
So have you consulted the other models in the literature?
No. Well, yes, I consulted to how to build the models. Not other models. I mean the modeling for the photosynthesis. I have to use the quadratic equation, but not for respiration like at that moment.
Because my understanding is a lot of models they work quite well under no stress conditions. Once there's stress,
yes.
Do you have water stress in your study?
No.
Yeah, because when you have water stress, it may not work.
No,
so
good.
But anyway, so on your question, you're not.
One quick question. So your partition coefficients. I mean, do you meant for those are measured for non-stress conditions?
Yes, they were for non-stress conditions.
But I think you compared the model with free for nitrogen levels. Is that right?
For fun?
You had when you did your simulated versus measured.
Yes.
Was that nitrogen stress, or did I read
that incorrect? Oh, well, yeah, there was one treatment, zero nitrogen.
And the predicted still matched up pretty well with the...
Yes, it did. From 0 to 160 nitrogen applications.
So you didn't see the lower yield?
For
zero nitrogen.
No, it was very small, but I had yield for that.
I guess my thought was, it seems like that partitioning is sort of robust, at least for the nitrogen. And the coefficients that you obtained seem like they work for the low nitrogen case, too. So it's kind of an encouraging.
Yes, it worked for the nitrogen stress, yes. It worked for us. But the production of seeds was very, very low in that case.
Okay, thanks. So, yeah, you may continue the next.
Okay.